Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us, and we move on to the politics of the day. Today, there was a multi-party coalition a press briefing that was held by the DA. It was also held by the FF Plus as well as the IFP in relation to what is happening in the city of Tshwane. You may remember that we spoke earlier on this week to Cillius Brink about plans afoot to move him as the mayor of Tshwane. That conversation continues to happen. We've been hearing from different political parties, Action SA included as well. They're talking about posing a motion of no confidence. We have spoken to Cillius Brink. He said, look, let's rather speak to the province's head, because they are still busy also in discussions as well. So we've invited Solim Simanga, who is a DA Gauteng leader. Mr. Msimanga, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pinello. Good evening to the kind listener. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your patience as well, Mr. Msimanga. Let's just talk a little bit about the conversations that are having. So what we are seeing, obviously, what we saw today is, you know, quite a solid formation, the DA, FF Plus and the IFP just recommitting to themselves, to each other, about they are going into this, what may be a looming motion of no confidence, as a unit. And this is on the back of Action SA having said, well, now that they have an agreement with the ANC, including what they've just done in Johannesburg, they're looking to do the same in Tshwane. Are you, as the DA, talking to Action SA?
Well, we have reached out to all the political parties, because for us, it's always been about stability. I've actually written to the ANC, and we have actually reached out to Action SA as well to then say, look, it cannot be that we'll continue to have a ping pong, you know, around municipalities. Johannesburg has had, what, 6-7 mayors in a space of 3 years. We know something similar or close to being similar in Tshwane happened. We know in Ekurhuleni as well. So we said, look, we cannot continue to have this as a way forward, Pinello, whether it's in Tshwane or whether it's anywhere. We need to have stability, you know, across municipalities in Gauteng. And this is the conversation that we said we wanted to have. How do we bring in stability? How do we make sure that, you know, we deal with issues differently than having these motions of no confidence? Because you must remember, it's not just the mayor that gets to go.
Yeah.
You have a whole executive,
yes,
that gets to be disbanded. And therefore, you then start from scratch in terms of then your new political principles that are now needing to then learn the ropes and then starting to take over. And, you know, it takes time. You know, projects that have to be restarted in certain instances, and projects that get to be abandoned. So that's the conversation that we said we have, not specifically around just one year.
So what were the issues that they raised with you? So I don't know whether they've actually told you why the decision, even with the Johannesburg, to go that route. Did they tell you what it is that they were not happy with?
Well, I don't know. I think there's something that they might be able to then give you an answer to. But I suspect that they felt that they were not, you know, the fact that they said that they were not going to be involved in the GNU initially. And actually, if you read that Mashaba's tweet before that and saying that, you know, they felt betrayed by, you know, us engaging with the ANC while they said that they were not going to engage, blah, blah, blah. And later on, then, you know, starting to have the conversation. I suspect, because when we do polling, we realize that they are actually polling at 0% at a national level. Here in Gauteng, they've actually dropped significantly. So it could have been that, you know, they're realizing that, that they did a technical mistake by not forming part of the solutions orientated groups that, you know, are there. And therefore, they wanted to do something on their own. And that's as I'm saying, I'm suspecting. But in them bringing that up, what I found very interesting to them is that 2 weeks ago, they were happy to be part of the joint, you know, press briefing that was taking place when Dr. Brink was talking about, you know, the improvement that is actually then coming up. You will see that the Auditor General is actually giving Tshwane much better audit outcome than it had the previous year. You will see that there's quite a number of things that, you know, are now being addressed in terms of the administration that has been there. You will see that in around Hammanskraal, there is much progress that has been made in terms terms of, you know, getting
situation.
That water story sorted out. So they were part of that. So they cannot then say, while they've been part of all these meetings, part of all this press briefing, then 2 weeks later then say, well, you know, they don't want to be part of this because these are the issues that, you know, they're not happy with. While the same issues that they were pointing to be, you know, having been part of making the progress. So this is more of them falling or smelling a, you know, the political blood and wanting to take advantage of it more than anything else.
So just so that I'm clear, yes, we saw the tweet and we've been seeing what they're saying, you know, to the public. Did they not specifically identify for you what it is that could mend this relationship? They haven't had that conversation specifically?
No, they haven't been. And they know there is something that we call the coalition oversight group, which consists of all the political leaders at a national level and myself as, you know, the provincial level and quite a number of guys that are at a provincial level will sit on this. There's also the what we call the coalition trust team. And there's also a third layer at a local level, that is the coalition management task team. So that is at a local level in the municipality itself. None of those have actually then said these are outstanding issues that we would want to have resolved. And therefore, we are now walking away because you have failed, you know, to address these particular issues. None of the issues that, you know, have ever been raised before, all of them weren't resolved. Whether you're talking about the issue of, you know, the deputy mayor position, whether you're talking about the issues of, you know, power sharing, all of those things have been dealt with. All of those things have been addressed. And there's never been any issue. This is what I'm saying to you 2 weeks ago. If you can go and look at the statement, you'd realize that they've been part of a joint statement and, you know, the visit to Hammond's Kraal, addressing the community around the issues of water and the progress that has been made. And Dr. Fosi was leading that with the minister, if you would see that. And the deputy mayor was there as well, who was coming from HNSA. So
I was going to say, it would be for that reason, was it not? Because it had to be the executive there, don't you think?
No, they were there. And this is why I'm saying, Pimelo, the reasons that are being put out there are just smoke screens. I think there's just an opportunity that is, you know, that they're creating now. As I said, if we're looking at the polling, and our polling has never been wrong, I can tell you that much. And that, you know, we've polled and they are polling very, very badly. And instead of then saying, look, how do we work together? In fact, if you look in Tata Mashaba's postings, he said he blamed the DA for their bad performance in the previous, you know, election, which is very unfortunate. And this is why we are saying we are not really concentrating on the, you know, the ping pong and the tit for tat that is happening at a local level and squabbling for positions. We have said to, you know, the biggest party here, let's talk about a principle of bringing stability. You would know, Pimelo, that the parties that control or that have, you know, control of the biggest number of wards, you know, will be the DA and the ANC. Therefore, those will be the people that will take the biggest brunt when things don't happen in specific areas. Now, I'm talking to you, we're about to have another by-election in Ward 83 about a councillor that collapsed and died.
This
is a DA councillor who collapsed and died because of stress. And we are saying we now need to then deal with the issues that now residents are saying government is not doing much and our councillors are at the receiving end of this. And this is why we're reaching out and saying let's talk about stability across municipalities in Gauteng.
So are you preparing to walk away from this, or do you have another rabbit, you know, that you're going to pull out of a hat as the DA if the Action SA does not come to the party? Do you have another plan? You said you're talking to all the other parties. Maybe let us in to, you know, where those conversations are going.
Well, I cannot say much at this point in time, Pimelo. We are engaging, we'll be engaging tomorrow. I will probably be able to then give you some direction tomorrow evening, I think. because as things stand right now, we're still engaging. As I'm saying to you, we have three by-elections now, one in Pretoria, two in Ekurhuleni, in Johannesburg, and this has been, where most of the political heads have been today. So there hasn't been much engagement because people have been concentrating on those. But we should be able to then re-engage, and we'll be able to then have an answer for you. But as I said to you, for me, is to then say what happens in Ekurhuleni, what happens in Johannesburg, what happens in Tshwane, and not only that. You must know that, Mogale City as well, Krugersdorp, it's not safe for anybody. There is talks about what is happening, what might happen in Mfuleni, what might happen in the Western. So
absolutely,
all of those things, we need to have a conversation around and say, are all of these municipalities now going to suffer ongoing instability when perhaps one political party is not happy in one area, then they start all over again, and then it becomes an ongoing thing that we will then bring another motion in Tshwane, we'll bring another motion in Ekurhuleni, there'll be a motion in Mogale. This is why we are saying we need to then make sure that this stops and we get to the ground and do a proper service delivery for the people and with a stable government throughout. And this is what the conversation that we are having, and we're hoping that will carry on beyond just the two main parties, and it can actually then involve all the other parties in terms of how do you bring and build stable government instead of just position jostling.
So does this mean then that whoever you're talking to now, there may be a disruption here with the kind of arrangement they have in Johannesburg?
Well, not necessarily. Look, we don't want disruption for the sake of disruption, Timel. And I've said this to you before, that, we want to make sure that government does what needs to be done, that we don't have egregious things that, do take place. At that, when that happens, we will bring motions. And we've said this to other political parties or even in other areas, that we will not just try, we will not bring these things just for the sake of bringing them. We will actually try to engage. We will find, mechanisms that we will be able to then bring up other issues. Like I was saying to you that, we have ward councillors that are struggling in certain areas, and therefore we want to then ensure that there's channels that are open, for councillors to be able to then bring in issues and issues to be dealt with. But obviously, should there be big egregious issues around corruption, around maladministration, obviously we will then want to then step in. But I can tell you now, as things stand, mm-hmm. we want to sit around the table. Okay. We want to then say, guys, how do we, at least for the 2 years that it's remaining until we get to the 2026, local government elections, do we ensure that in Gauteng we are not going to have 6-7 other mayors in another municipalities, 4-5 mayors in another municipality, and actually then lack of delivery that is taking place, and projects that are failing to be completed because now you have the change in or ongoing changes of the political leadership. And this is what we are more concerned with, Pinel.
I really appreciate you giving us your time, dear Gauteng leader. As you're saying, you're promising you're going to come back to us soon with those discussions.
Thank you, ma'am. I will definitely come back to you. As always, I'll
yes, you have. You've always made it. Yeah,
you
have always honored that. Thank you very much for that. Solim Simanga, a Gauteng DA leader there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.